Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrashachi Bhattacharji. Today is World Television Day. The day recognizes television as a vital medium in informing, educating, influencing public opinion, in fostering communication and global understanding. The day is observed globally on November 21 following the proclamation of the United Nations General Assembly through a resolution adopted in 1996. The day is observed under the aegis of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and its public broadcasting network, Prasar Bharati. Activities and outreach programs by Doordarshan and All India Radio highlight television's enduring role in public service communication, dissemination of development messages and promotion of national integration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a three-day visit to South Africa to attend the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. This marks his fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 11th pre-budget consultation with experts from the infrastructure and energy sectors in New Delhi. The meeting was held in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27. Indian Railways will operate special train services to facilitate the smooth and dignified travel of devotees during the commemoration of the Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur, the ninth Sikh Guru referred as Hindi the Chadar. The announcement was made by Sri Ravnit Singh Bittu, Minister of State for Railways and Food Processing Industries, honoring the Guru's immortal legacy of sacrifice for religious freedom, truth and human dignity. Indian Railways is committed to ensure comfortable travel arrangements during this sacred period. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today convened an Ambassadors Roundtable Conference on Film and Digital Content Co-Production on the sidelines of the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa. Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan addressed the gathering where participants discussed enhancing anti-piracy measures, expanding international film collaboration and co-production opportunities, and promoting Indian cinema at global film festivals. Ministry of Minority Affairs will hold a National Hajj Conference tomorrow at Hajj House, Mumbai. The conference will be chaired by Dr. Chandrasekhar Kumar, Secretary, Minister of Minority Affairs, and will bring together the executive officers of all state and UT Hajj committees for a comprehensive review of preparations for Hajj 2026. India sends more than 1,75,000 Hajj pilgrims every year, and the Government of India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe, smooth and dignified pilgrimage experiences for all Indian Hajj Yatris. The National E-Governance Division, NUGD, under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, in collaboration with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Roorkee, successfully conducted a three-day national training program on drone technology and its applications from November 17 to 19. The seventh edition of three-day Arunachal Literature Festival, ALF, themed Building Bridges Through Literature, began yesterday at the DK Convention Center, Itanagar. The event comprises vibrant confluence of regional, national and international literary voices. The event is being organized by the Information and Public Relations Department in collaboration with the Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society. This annual literary event of the state brings together renowned authors, writers, poets, translators, storytellers, scholars, artists and readers from across the country and abroad, besides the state's aspiring writers, providing a platform to participants from diverse literary traditions, reflecting the ALF's commitment to promoting the rich literary landscape of Arunachal Pradesh. Three Arunachal kickboxers will represent India at the World Championship, which is being held from today till 30th of this month in Abu Dhabi, UAE. The trio earned their spots in the national squad after an impressive run at national-level selection events, showcasing outstanding skill, discipline and athletic excellence. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.